This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. Iran shot down a U.S. drone Thursday in an incident Iranian officials said happened over the country's territory, but U.S. officials say it took place in international airspace. Reuters' Mia Womersley has more.
The incident's raising fears that a major military confrontation could erupt between Tehran and Washington. The Guard's website said the, quote, spy drone was brought down over the province of Hormuzgan on the Gulf. A U.S. official disputed the Iranian version of events, saying a U.S. Navy MQ-4C Triton drone had come down in international airspace over the Strait of Hormuz. Earlier, a spokesman for the U.S. military's Central Command said no U.S. aircraft were flying over Iran on Wednesday. A senior Iranian official said on Wednesday Iran would strongly respond to any violation of its airspace.
That was Reuters' Mia Womersley. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is visiting Washington Thursday to discuss trade with U.S. President Donald Trump, a day after the Mexican Senate ratified the United States-Mexico-Canada agreement. Mexico is the first country to approve the USMCA, the replacement for the 1994 North American Free Trade Agreement. The Canadian Parliament has not voted on it yet, and the agreement faces opposition in the Democratic-led U.S. House. Chinese President Xi Jinping is in North Korea for a visit aimed at strengthening ties between the two allies. The visit is likely to include talks about North Korea's negotiations about its nuclear program with the United States. Xi arrived Thursday for the two-day trip, the first by a Chinese leader to North Korea in 14 years. Dutch-led international investigators have identified the people suspected of shooting down a Malaysian jet over Ukraine in 2014, killing 298 people. This is VOA News. U.S. House opposition Democrats say they plan to take the White House to court. This comes after former advisor Hope Hicks refused to answer questions about her time with President Trump and whether he'd been in contact with Russia. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Democrats are saying Hope Hicks wouldn't answer even simple questions like where her office was in the White House. That's because she was directed not to by the current White House counsel, who is citing executive privilege. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler says that position is, quote, ridiculous, and Democrats plan to fight it in court surrounding Hicks and other witnesses.
That was EAP's Jackie Quinn. A UN rights investigator says there is credible evidence linking Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman to the murder of dissident journalist Jamal Khashoggi last October in Riyadh's consulate in Istanbul. Agnes Calamard, the UN special rapporteur on extrajudicial executions, said that Khashoggi was the victim of a deliberate premeditated execution, an extrajudicial killing for which the state of Saudi Arabia is responsible under international human rights law.
There is no way the leaders of that state, including the Crown Prince, were not aware of those violations. In fact, there is evidence, credible evidence, pointing to their involvement.
Saudi Arabia has put 11 people on trial for Khashoggi's murder and is seeking the death penalty for five of them. New Zealand has launched a six-month gun buyback program aimed at ridding the country of semi-automatic weapons. Those are the kind banned after the March massacre at two mosques in Christchurch. The buyback plan launched Thursday will compensate gun owners up to 95% of the original cost. A month after the shootings that killed 50 people, New Zealand lawmakers passed a bill to ban military-style semi-automatic rifles, automatic assault rifles, and more. Reuters reports the shooting that left former Boston Red Sox star David Ortiz severely injured in the Dominican Republic earlier this month was a case of mistaken identity. Dominican Republic Attorney General Jean Alain Rodriguez made the statement on Wednesday. Rodriguez said the attackers had meant to kill another man sitting at a nightclub table with the popular baseball star. Ortiz, a national hero in the Dominican Republic, has been recovering in a Boston hospital since the attack took place. The Iraqi army on Wednesday said it is investigating a series of mysterious rocket attacks on military bases hosting U.S. personnel and an oil field linked to the U.S. oil giant ExxonMobil. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.
R&B, pop, hip hop, all the hits and more on VOA 1. VOA 1.